Speaker 3.
Speaker 4.
This looks great. Oh, LaCroix, my favorite. I'm gonna have to grab one of these. Just gonna throw this down here.
Sorry, what are your names?
My name is Katya.
What is it? I'm Katya.
Hi, Katya. Katya.
Hi.
Hi. Nice
Eric.
To meet you, Eric. Yeah.
Daniel.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
I'm Michael.
And I would love to shake you and just like
your husband.
Well,
And this is the game.
Preoccupied.
I think there is a milk.
Who's that in there?
Someone is late for the party.
Thank you for the chance. This looks great,
Great.
huh? Really awkward trying to do this without knocking off
Making too
what
much
I'm
noise,
wearing.
yeah.
Also what I'm wearing.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Is that mashed potatoes?
Yeah, I think so.
Yummy.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Yummy.
I didn't have breakfast, so this is perfect.
You're hungry.
Yeah, I'm really hungry.
Me too. This is a lot of food for
Yeah.
four of us.
Nice.
So are you playing? Oh, I guess our game got canceled this week, right?
Yeah, we don't have a game this week.
Yeah.
We missed you last week.
I know. I've been very busy,
Yeah.
unfortunately.
We won by two in overtime,
Oh, really? Who did
so
you guys play?
One of the Google teams.
Oh, nice. Was it the one we played in the first week? Well, I guess that didn't really count.
No. The other one.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really, really close.
Yeah. Nice. That's awesome, though.
We were down by three with maybe 4 seconds left. Tom got fouled at the 3-point line and shot three or yeah,
Yeah.
free throws to make. Made the first one, missed the second one, chucked the third one, got his own rebound at the buzzer. It was amazing. Really
That's
fun.
awesome.
Like watching, yeah, highlight reel.
Wow.
I'm not basketball.
Yeah. In the world
In
of
Europe?
in the same Yeah, I guess you
Is it like
Yeah,
called
it's like
that?
a
It's like a work league here.
Yeah, at the Moffitt gym.
Oh. Oh, I heard about that. Yeah. They had like a dodgeball league or something too, right?
Oh,
Oh,
cool.
really? Wow.
I think so.
I didn't know about that one.
Mhm.
I feel like that
Sounds
would be fun.
dangerous.
Yeah, I know, right?
In the Facebook forum meeting.
Yeah.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Enjoy your lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feel like obligated to eat more cuz there's
I know.
so
I
much
know.
food. I'll have to go back for more later. Yeah.
This is my first time trying LaCroix. It's really good.
Really?
It's yummy.
All the new trend now.
It's very basic but very
Mhm.
tasty.
So do you think they used like a real, you know, just like flavor
Oh,
for that
absolutely
one?
not.
Yeah. I don't
Yeah?
think it's
It's all
real.
like sweet and crazy and stuff.
Well, it's not that. It's like cuz
Natural
there's no
flavor.
sugar or anything in there but
It's
so yeah.
undirected. Yeah.
I don't know. It just tasted better.
Oh, no. Everyone loves that stuff now.
Yeah. So where does everyone live?
I live in San Francisco.
Oh, nice.
Me too.
Yeah, you too. Nice.
Where in San Francisco?
You know where Alamani is? You know, just like close to Mission District but actually Visitation Valley. And you?
I'm up in Russian Hill.
Oh, nice. Nice area.
Nice. Yeah.
And how about you guys?
I live in San Jose. I live near Santana Row.
That's
Yeah.
a good area too.
Nice. And I'm also up there in Noe Valley.
Nice.
Oh my goodness. What are the chances?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many city kids. That's awesome.
Well, I had to get away cuz I was born and raised around here.
Oh,
So I
cool.
need to get away from home for
Yeah.
a little bit. Yeah.
Nice.
You guys have quite the commute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, I end up hanging out with Cuz we're still here. It's like 2 hours each
Yeah.
way.
Yeah, it does take a while. But
Especially
after a while
Russian
you kind
Hill.
of
That's tough up there.
Parking and everything. But the same with the Nile Valley, probably.
It's not as bad, at least I'm probably 30 minutes just further south.
Do
Yeah,
any of you
that
take
helps.
the shuttle?
I do.
That's
I don't
good.
know that I've seen
No,
anyone
I
personally.
rarely, I take the west one all the way, so
Yeah,
yeah,
so do I though.
Well, I'm rarely on it. Half the time I'll do Caltrain or
Okay.
Or just hang
Yeah,
out.
I take it every day.
Yeah. Or I'm usually the one passed out by the time.
There you go.
But for you it's close, right? You know, just like it's not a long commute. It's
You'd
awesome.
think so.
Unless there is traffic.
Traffic's
There's
bad.
traffic.
How is that over like holiday season? Cuz
Oh,
every
it's
time
so
I go
nice.
by I'm just like, well,
Oh, do you mean
like
the
shopping
traffic
holiday.
around? Oh,
Yeah.
I see. Yeah, it's a little crazy. Valley Fair is undergoing a ton of
Yeah,
construction right
it's gonna
now.
be ridiculous.
Yeah, but I like living so close to it at the same time.
Yeah, I bet it must be nice.
So you grew up in Sunnyvale?
In Palo Alto.
Oh, yeah.
Nice area.
Yeah.
A lot of trees and greenery, it's beautiful.
Yeah, I know.
Parks as well.
I'm a little jaded and spoiled.
Aw, that's nice.
Yeah, for sure.
And how about you guys? Did you grow up in Bay Area?
I'm from Southern California. Yeah, Orange County.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah, I'm from Washington, DC. It's a little bit
Awesome.
further away. Yeah. What about you?
I'm originally from Russia. I grew
Oh,
up in
nice.
Siberia.
Wow.
Cool.
But yeah, you know, just like it's a very different environment, that's for sure, but I love it here.
Yeah. You worry for the farthest distance
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, relocation.
If to travel back it will be probably easier to go straight through the earth rather than around and you
Really?
know.
Cool.
It will be faster.
One day.
One day, yeah.
You don't get to go back often
Yeah,
enough.
not often, but indeed in 2 weeks I'm traveling back there to visit
Oh,
my
nice.
little nephew.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice.
Is that once the World Cup is done?
Yeah, almost.
Sorry. Hi.
1 week prior
Oh,
to be
okay.
done.
Okay. That'll be fun. Then you get to see a little bit of that.
I'm excited about that
Yeah,
part
that's
too.
awesome.
Even though I'm not too much into soccer. How about you guys? Do you watch soccer?
On and off, once in a while.
Yeah.
If it's on, I
If it's
guess.
on.
It's
But
really
yeah.
For the World Cup I do. It's
It's
Yeah.
a big event.
That's
Yeah.
Usually not too big of a fan, but
Yeah.
Who are you rooting for?
That's a good question. So the US obviously
Didn't
is not
qualify.
playing, so can't root for them.
Yeah.
And then Italy, which is kind of my other team, they didn't make it either this year for, I think, the first time in
It's been a while. Oh.
Yeah, been a few years.
In history. Something like that.
Wow.
So I can't root for them either. So I'm just kind of rooting for good soccer, I guess.
Yeah.
Rooting for
Entertainment.
good sportsmanship.
Yeah. Everyone's a winner.
Yeah, well, not more just like entertaining soccer, maybe not
Yeah.
like
It's been good.
Yeah.
A lot of interesting upsets and stuff.
Yeah. It's been fun.
Yeah. Be cool to see. It's a lot of the like underdogs are doing really well.
So what is your favorite sport? You know, yeah, my understanding is that you watch soccer because it's a big, you know, just like kind of event, right? So, but what's your favorite, you know, sport? Maybe to do or to watch?
Yeah. What you
Mine
doing,
is
Gail?
figure skating. I love figure
Oh.
skating, watching figure skating.
You also do it as well?
When I go, everyone thinks that it's a show. I fell down all the time.
Yeah,
They were
sorry.
like, "She's good," and you know, just like you know, in the character, like she's fallen down. I'm not into character. I just fell down
Oh,
on ice. How about you guys?
wow. Kind of like the basic ones. I love going to like baseball games, basketball, football and all that. Yeah, do a little bit of that and just some like contact sports on the side myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. been lately I've been doing a lot of like boxing and
Wow.
kickboxing and stuff
Nice.
like that. Yeah, you can tell.
Nice.
You can tell my body just
Yeah.
wants to stop
Good
there
workout
and just
though.
do yourself, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's more like getting my butt kicked every
Yeah.
now and then, but
And how about you, Daniela?
I love basketball. I wish I was more well-rounded in my sports fandom, but it's really only all basketball. I like to play it, I like to watch it. I'm a LA Lakers fan.
Oh
Yeah.
no.
lifelong, so huge Kobe Bryant fan.
Oh man,
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I guess
Yeah,
me too.
kinda.
So Danielle and I are on the same team here.
Really? Oh my
We
goodness.
play
Wow.
I guess once a week.
Mhm.
Well, I have
On
not been making
Wednesdays.
the games quite as regularly, but it's a lot of fun.
Mm. They're really fun.
It's just at the gym, right?
Mhm.
Yeah.
Is that your favorite sport too?
Oh yeah. Grew up
You guys wearing
with
a
that.
basketball polo.
Oh
Oh,
yeah,
is it?
true.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's gotta mean something,
Yeah.
right?
You're a Bay Area sports fan then?
Mhm. Yeah, I mean born and raised here too,
Yeah.
so.
Yeah.
Went through the whole lull of
I guess you're allowed to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember going
You're given
overseas.
permission.
Bear whatever
Yeah,
fans.
yeah, exactly. I remember paying $5 to go to Warriors games.
Wow.
Those
And
were
like
the days.
and they'd let you sneak up to the front cuz it was all empty. It was great.
So it got busier, just like the more they win started to win,
Oh yeah.
the more expensive
Mhm.
Oh yeah.
the tickets
And
have gotten.
they're now very good.
They're, yeah, too good. I'm like, I can't
Mhm.
afford to go
Yeah,
again.
it's crazy.
But it's kind of like upsetting at least, that they are moving into San Francisco
Yeah.
instead of keeping it, in Oakland, because
Oh
Oakland
yeah.
also needs developments like that.
It's
And San
gonna be
Francisco is already
packed.
really
Yeah.
crowded. Just Giants, stadium with its,
Yeah, it's gonna make it so much worse and
Mhm.
it's gonna be even more expensive.
Yeah. And with the hospital nearby, just like I was just like, oh my gosh, hopefully they won't put emergency, just like from there.
Yeah, really.
Mhm.
Because it's gonna take for a while to get there, and only
Yeah.
probably by helicopter.
Yeah. To within the same city.
Mhm.
Yeah, we'll see.
When is that scheduled to happen?
I think it's like
Next
next year.
year.
Already?
Yeah, 2019.
So fast.
Is it 2018
Wow.
now already?
Yeah.
No. I think it's 2019.
That's crazy.
2020, yeah.
It's coming up.
Yeah, I know. Should've just bought some season tickets and just like resold it. I don't know, a bunch of my friends did that.
But they keep jacking up the prices, right?
Yeah.
Even of those. Yeah, so I went to a game this year in April. And we had pretty good seats. It was like $500 or something per head. It's insane.
Wow.
It's like a one time thing.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Can't really do that often.
Yeah.
It was actually a gift, which is really the only reason that I went, but
Yeah.
Yeah, because who else
It's
would
crazy.
like spend on this?
Yeah.
Who did they play?
They played the Pelicans. So
Oh,
it was pretty good,
yeah.
the Brow.
It was fun. Got to see them.
The Brow.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Yeah,
And
no.
the Pelicans won.
Wow. That's pretty
Yeah.
good. Worth it.
It's pretty early in the season.
It's actually the last game before the playoffs.
Bro.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm still going for that much.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they're pretty crazy.
Yeah. So I would like to get another plate. We have
I bet, yeah, I will
Our
probably get
cook
some
made
more.
a lot of food today.
I'll probably get
So
more soon.
yeah. And it's delicious. I like the Guinness kind of thing.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's good. It's good. What about some movies that you guys have watched recently? What's your favorite?
I saw Incredibles 2this
Oh, you
weekend.
did?
Yeah.
Nice.
Have you seen
So
it?
good, yeah.
No,
It's
what'd you
so
think?
good. I loved it. There's this short film in the beginning
That's
that's
what all my friends were telling me, that it's just like nostalgic.
It is,
Especially
yeah.
like Asian families growing
Yeah.
up.
Asian
Really?
Americans,
Yeah.
yeah.
I think, I don't know what it's about, but it's about like making dumplings with your mom or something.
It's
Oh.
about dumplings.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was the first short film to Asian female.
Oh, wow.
Very
I didn't
cool.
know that. It's impressive how they take those cartoons, you know, just like all about heritage, like Coco came in coming
Yeah.
out like just
Yeah.
recently, which I loved.
I
But
did
with
too.
that, what was interesting that there was none of the Latinos, you know, just like making the, you know, in the process.
Yeah.
But even Latino community, they said like it's unbelievable that they were able to replicate all the history and traditions
Oh,
we
wow.
have.
Interesting.
How about you guys? What did you watch, you know, just like recently?
Man, what have I seen? I finally saw like, what was that? I finally saw the Avengers.
Me too.
Yeah.
I
That
got
took
to
me a
endgame
while,
as well.
yeah.
Yeah.
How did you like it? I watched it also
It was
about
pretty
2 weeks
good.
ago.
Yeah. I was a fan.
Yeah.
You like
That was solid.
It's pretty wild how they can bring so many different movies together.
Yes.
I heard it was a nightmare to do.
I bet. I mean,
Yeah.
yeah,
Imagine how
pretty
much they paid
crazy.
the actors, you know, because to
So
bring all
many.
those.
Wow.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
My husband enjoyed it. I said like for me it's a little bit too much of a salad mixed together, all those things
Oh,
mixed together.
yeah.
There's like Black Panther and
Yeah.
like all of those things, you know, come together.
Yeah, how do you give those characters enough screen time? There's
Don't.
like 40 different people.
You can't,
Yeah,
right?
yeah, it's like
And such big name people too.
Actors, yeah.
And then they give like a prologue to like read up.
Yeah.
That's cool. For yeah, for what it is, I'm not like I set the bar really low. Or
Okay.
expectations. I was like, you know, it's gonna be a big blockbuster kind of
That's
thing.
good. For me it was vice versa. I was just like, there are so many incredible
Yeah.
actors. I'm just like, let's go for it. And then I was
Better
just like,
be good.
really?
Felt the same way. But I still liked it. Still enjoyed it.
Yeah, I would say, you know, just like one time to watch and you know, probably like never go back again. I would, you know, probably watch it the second time. How about you guys?
Yeah.
Would you watch it the second time around?
It'd be an airplane movie.
Yeah.
Probably.
Airplane movies.
That's a good category to have movies in.
Oh, I have, yeah.
Anyone watched Ocean's 8?
No. That's an airplane movie.
Yeah, maybe.
You gotta have those. The ones you're like, you'll watch on a plane, but you would never.
Yeah, either rewatch or just
Yep.
watch because you can. You have nothing else to do.
Yeah, I've got a long flight coming up this weekend, so hopefully there'll be some good ones.
Where are you headed?
To Hong Kong.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hopefully you have a nice airline, not like one of
I
those that
do.
don't
I do.
have the
Yeah,
screens.
it's Cathay Pacific.
Oh, perfect.
I'm going business on this one. I used
Oh.
miles for the upgrade, so
Nice.
finally
That's
treated
awesome.
myself.
They upgraded me to
Yeah.
Hong Kong, so it's nice.
So hopefully that'll be nice.
Sitting down, starting with champagne.
Yeah, that's right. So that'll be fun.
And then, you know, progress to land, and then once you land in, I was like, I don't remember what movies I watched, but it was
Yeah, right?
fun.
The problem is that I don't know how I will be able to go back once I do that.
You know, you break the glass and
It's just like, oh no.
That's true.
That's what I'm kinda worried about. But I'm gonna enjoy it. Live it up for that
It's your first
15
time?
hours. Yeah, it is.
Oh, man.
First time in Hong Kong?
No, in business. Not in
Ah.
the cattle class.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're gonna ruin it for yourself.
Yeah. I think so too, but it is what it
Yeah,
is.
you deserve it.
I'll enjoy it.
That's awesome. Are you guys planning on any summer vacations? You know, just taking some time off from work?
This year is packed with weddings for me.
Oh, yeah?
Nice. I also have a couple of weddings coming up.
I'm at that age where everyone's getting married.
Same.
It's so annoying. They're all like, LA, go here, go here.
It's expensive.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I know. I was just trying to book one, and it's at like Newport Beach. And I'm like looking at the hotels. I'm like, I can't afford this.
Yeah.
Where's the Holiday Inn?
I know. I feel that one.
Yeah, so it's all adding up.
The gifts and the travel and the
Bachelor
clothing and
parties
the
and yeah,
bachelor.
and the clothes, so.
With all those parties coming along, like bachelorette to bachelors, right? Plus, you know, just like bridal shower. Do you name it? Bridal bash. We're just like, what's that? And you're just like, where did that come from?
You made that up.
Yeah. But then after after that is all the baby showers, so it doesn't really end, does it?
Yeah. I guess this is now your our social life. It's just weddings.
Yeah.
Yep. And then what's next? Kids' birthday parties? Is that what happens? What do you do when you don't have kids?
Yeah, just attend them anyway.
See a
Yeah.
business idea here. Rent
Some
some
of my
children.
friends decided not to have kids
Yeah.
and just like, why would I spend all this time, you know, just like on kids and, you know, like it's personal like choice and but yes, definitely there is a bunch of things, there are a bunch of things that you can do when you don't have kids.
Yeah, but if all your friends have kids, it kinda
Yeah, you get roped
Yeah.
into all the invites and everything.
Yeah.
You're kind
Yeah.
of dragged by default.
Yeah.
I can just be that creepy uncle that just stands there.
Beer in hand.
Yeah.
I love kids, but one of my closest friends, she doesn't. And I'm like taking this baby from our friends and you're just like and she's like I was like, "Hey, Hannah, take this baby, look how cute he is." And she's like, "No thanks. I love you baby guys, but no thanks."
Don't let it touch me.
Yeah, I don't have I don't want to touch
I'm
this
good.
baby.
That's
Oh,
funny.
man. Yeah, well hopefully that's still a while away for me.
Well, you're going to Russia and
Yeah,
America
and
and you're going to China, right? Is that for your vacation?
It's not for fun,
Oh.
unfortunately.
Can you
Yeah.
turn it into a fun?
Not this time, but I was out there recently and that ended up becoming a vacation as well.
Nice.
Oh, I did last time too.
Yeah.
Where did you go?
Did Hong Kong and Beijing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. I swung by South Korea.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
Yeah,
cool.
pretty cool. Spent like 3 days there.
That's awesome. That's a good way to do it.
Right?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And how about you? Are you planning on any special trips this summer?
The only one I have really this summer is going to Texas for Fourth of July. Yeah, my friend actually invited me to her family reunion, which is pretty comical. I said
Oh,
yes,
man.
yeah. So I'm gonna go to that and then just eat all the good food.
Where in Texas?
Both Dallas and then I'm gonna visit a friend in Houston. It's gonna be really hot and
Yeah.
humid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not ready for that.
But the good part that they have almost every place has swimming pools. You know, you're gonna really enjoy it.
All I want is a barbecue next to a swimming pool. I'll be good.
Perfect.
Much next week already.
That's a good way to do it.
I know ten flights, right?
Yeah. I'm ready to fly.
Last time I went to Texas, I did like barbecue. After day one, I just
Yeah.
could not do it anymore. You start getting like the meat sweats
Yeah.
your salt level just goes through the roof.
Yeah,
Yeah.
salt sodium
Oh my
is
god.
insane.
And be like, I wanna watch this documentary. Like here's a slab of butter on bread. Like have at it. Cornbread.
And lemonade with like just sugar.
Yeah,
Sugar water.
sweet tea. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you wanna die by salt, here's some sugar.
Yeah.
It's so good though.
Do you like
Yeah.
barbecue in general?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But try not to go too crazy.
I've noticed that I don't really like it. So I
Really?
decided this year to celebrate my birthday doing the barbecue party in the park. But you know San Francisco, how we did get? And it so happens it was the windiest day ever. So even to start the, you know, just like a fire took us a while.
Yeah. Yeah. It keeps going out. Was this next to the water?
On
Like
the park?
Christie Field or something?
McLaurin Park?
Oh,
What
okay.
is that?
It's on the money, you know, just and there is a Silver Avenue. It's considered to be the second largest park in San Francisco after
Oh.
Golden Gate.
Oh, wow.
It's a
I don't know about
little
either.
wilder.
Hmm.
It has a beautiful lake, you know, just a couple of nice lakes nearby. But
Wow.
to make story short, it's all of the food was covered with ashes. I was just
Oh,
like, oh
yeah.
my god,
Oh,
it's like
man.
ash building.
Well, that kind of barbecuing is very different than
Yeah. Texas barbecue.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, that stuff is
Yeah.
or in Memphis or Carolina barbecue.
Whole different world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so good. So good. I was
in Austin, Texas, a couple months ago for a bachelor party. We got to barbecue down there with actually wasn't even that good. The one that was really good was they like ran out of food. So a lot of them will only make enough for like a couple hundred people and then that's it. So we got there too late. So we're like, oh, let's just go to like this one next door. And it was not very good. And I felt horrible after eating it.
No.
But it was a type of barbecue.
Yeah, you should cross it off and
Yeah. Check marks.
Yeah, you just gotta do all the other stuff instead.
Yeah, I'll have to do that again. Eat better barbecue.
Yeah. I just did my first crawfish broil down in Norwalk. That was awesome too.
Wow.
It's like it was for a wedding and
Cool.
they had a broil at this house right on the bayou.
That's
So there's
awesome.
like buckets
So
and
how did
buckets.
it come to you in like a big bucket or bag?
They had a trailer with like where they broiled it, at the house, and it was just probably like the size of this table just full of crawfish. And they just started like scooping up like shoveling out crawfish on their plate. It was ridiculous.
That's awesome.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. And then when you're done, there's like just throw it in the bayou, just recycle.
Really?
Yeah. Interesting.
That's funny. Wait, what? Is this just like build up at the bottom of the
It probably does.
Yeah.
But I think the gators get into it or something. I'm
Oh.
sure. Something like that.
Gators.
But yeah, it was
Start
great.
breeding those maybe.
Yeah.
Release.
Well, that's where they come from. In the bayou, so I guess
Yeah.
even worse. Yeah, you would think all the spices that would turn it
Yeah.
into. But yeah, never enjoyed crawfish until then.
Interesting. Yeah,
Yeah.
I've never had it either.
Yeah.
What's everyone's favorite food?
This is a hard one.
Hard.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be the number one, maybe just one of your favorites, if that makes
My problem,
any sense.
I love everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, just like the way too much. Probably except for, you know, Palestinian food. For me, it's a little bit too spicy.
Which?
Palestinian. You know, Palestinian food might be a little spicy for me.
Okay.
But Italian, French, and Japanese cuisines. Love it. How about you guys?
I was gonna say Italian and Japanese. I think I categorize it by I will eat any type of that food. Anything. Yeah.
And then the Asian category.
Yeah.
Japanese, Chinese, Taiwanese food.
What
Kinda just like what I grew up eating, I guess.
Awesome.
They're all fairly different though. Like which
Oh yeah.
what do you like more about?
I grew up eating a lot of Japanese food
Okay.
and Taiwanese food. So those two would be my like last meal on earth kind of thing.
What about you, Michael?
I would say Italian food is that's what I that's like my comfort food. Really like Japanese food. On recent trips I've come to enjoy Chinese food much more, but more so Cantonese.
So unhealthy for you.
Cantonese food?
Not really.
In like Hong Kong?
I guess it depends. I mean, some of it can be like very fresh and like
Yeah,
that's more what I think of.
maybe I eat all the like junk
Yeah.
on the streets.
On the street food and greasy stuff, yeah.
I'm not sure if it's gonna be the truth, but are we talking about wonton soup? It's my favorite.
Wasn't really what I was thinking
Yeah.
about.
Obviously.
just like the way that fish is prepared.
Yeah.
Like that. So
It's like steamed or something like
Yeah,
that.
like very freshly. In ingredients versus like some of the greasier Chinese food.
Yeah.
That was more what I was first
Understood.
shown when I was there and was not a big fan.
Yeah.
And then had more of the cleaner stuff was like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
So what is your favorite part in Cantonese, you know, dish maybe in Cantonese
I
cuisine?
don't really know enough to say, but I guess is roast goose Cantonese?
Oh.
Well, the ones in Hong Kong,
Yeah,
yeah.
that would count, right?
Roast
Those
goose.
are good.
That's what I was thinking about when you said. I was like, that stuff is not
Yeah.
healthy.
And a lot of pig's
Debbie's roasted like suckling pigs and stuff you can get.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that's not
Six-week-old baby pig. That's
If
not
you
bad.
want suckling, you know, just like a pig, you might be interested. Like there is in Nepomalu, there is a place, you know, just like called Cartier de Ramos of
Oh
Wine.
yeah, I've been there before.
You've been there, right? So, and you know the little tournaments? And the way they select, there are knights that, you know, just like, you know, just kind of portray that they are fighting with each other. And after, you know, after one, after turnier, you know, tournament, they sit down and they have the pigs on the grill, like roasted pigs, you know, served.
Interesting.
I'm not sure if you, anyone of you know, just like vegetarian or vegan?
That's not for me, you know.
I was just like, I didn't know if I was just like,
Well,
some
I didn't
people might
eat
find
chicken.
it.
Yeah. No, that's a very Filipino thing, actually. It's got like a huge piece, a huge pig on the table with an apple in his mouth. Yeah.
Yeah, sounds good. That sounds
It's pretty
delicious.
good.
A lot of cultures do that. I know like my Greek friend, they would do roast pig for their family reunion or something. I've heard like they do like lamb or goat or something also.
Oh yeah.
For my birthday pancake.
Whatever made you.
Italian food, I've never been as into the meat dishes. More so the pasta, yeah. And obviously you know, pasta with meat. Like the ones that have this wild boar ragu. One of my favorite meals. It was at this like medieval castle in a small town about an hour and a half from Rome. Still remember that as one of my favorite meals.
Yeah.
With the local wine. It was, must be cool.
Wow.
I still need to like get out to Europe more
Yeah.
and check it out.
It's harder here though on the West Coast.
It is, yeah, it's not good.
Takes a while. So when I was in France, to be honest, I wasn't impressed as much. We went to different restaurants, like, you know, where locals went, you know, it's from anywhere from cheap to expensive ones, but I really enjoyed the French cuisine, California French cuisine, because I think it's kind of the best, you know, the way how they cook. Maybe we're just spoiled here, because we have really good restaurants around us.
We do, yeah, and the diversity of food is,
Yeah.
For sure.
yeah.
And for the Italian, my favorite is like pasta dish carbonara, you know, just so you know, and for the meat dish, you know, probably carpaccio. So anything with raw meat. My favorite thing. So and then Japanese food, which one do you like the most?
Oh, that's hard.
I don't even know where to start.
One dish to try, you know, just like which
Yeah,
one would
one
you guys
last
go for?
meal.
Oh,
Yeah.
last
One
meal.
last meal.
Ooh. It'd be sushi for me.
Really
Or something like that,
fatty
or
tuna.
like
You love tuna? Salmon.
The fatty tuna.
Like a
Like
nice bowl of like del torre or something. Oh man.
Crumbly.
Yeah.
With some Sichuan peppers in there just to make sure I could feel something before I die. Have you guys had that before, the Sichuan pepper? It's crazy.
My
So
spice tolerance isn't great, but
it's not that hot, but it's numbing. So it completely numbs your mouth.
That's terrible.
How can you taste it if you're not
Well,
tasting?
it's not completely numbs it, but like mostly numbs it. And it's a very, very weird feeling. So I did
It's big in China,
hot pot, yeah. And ate the pepper. And it's really the peppercorn. So
Yeah.
and like nobody warned me that this was gonna happen.
I think that's pretty cool,
That's really the way you should
That's
do it,
terrible.
right? Yeah. It's much better that way.
You tell them after.
Cause they, and they're like, and I was just like, what is going on? I was like, I'm like. And they're like, oh yeah, Sichuan pepper. I was like, this is it. It was crazy. It's a very, very unique sensation. So I recommend that. Actually, there's one here in
There's a handful of them, yeah. Or you think
Pino?
about Haidilao.
Haidilao, yeah. If you ever just wanna mix it up a little bit and have a numbed mouth.
I'm not really
That's
sold
the way to
right
do
now
it.
for some reason.
It's kinda fun.
It's fun, yeah.
dentist.
You do
It's
like
great
this.
I'm
when you
okay with spices. I'm getting better.
when you have people confident, like, "Oh yeah, I can take your meat." Like, "Let me
Yeah.
take you somewhere real quick."
Yeah, well, I mean, this isn't, it's not like the painful heat that you get, you know, with some that you just like wanna die.
Yeah.
Mhm. Yeah.
It's nothing like that. It's just like,
Can't
"Whoa,
breathe.
this is hot," but it's bearable.
Yeah.
Just
Can't feel anything.
Yeah.
Huge tank. It also tastes good. Like, there's a good taste
There's a tang.
Yeah.
It's like a tangy.
So the more you eat it, do you get used to it? Like, do you feel it less?
I don't know. My mom can just hammer it away like nothing.
Yeah.
So maybe like
Yeah, maybe.
I don't feel it less.
Yeah.
It's also interesting how each culture have their own spice. Where I'm originally from in Russia, it's so you know, just like mustard. And we have different varieties of mustard in the way how it's made. Also the horseradish. So it's those two kind of like the mix. But from the previous republics of the Soviet Union, we have you know, spices called adjika with different verse with, you know, just like a mix. My husband, he's from Guatemala, and they have all kinds of peppers, and but they're always mixed somehow with tomatoes and tomatillos, you know. So in Asian culture, I believe it's the wasabi.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's horseradish usually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then once you get here, yes, it's similar. They use horseradish. But yeah, that's a big one, especially for just like Japan or whatnot. And then that
Wasabi type.
Yeah,
That what you said?
wasabi goes,
Yeah,
yeah, peppers and
Yeah.
black pepper. Yeah.
Non-potist.
Oh my god.
That's some
That's
real
just
hot
fire.
food.
Yeah.
I've heard that in Petaluma they have a factory where they basically just produce different spices. Everyone, of course, works in goggles and masks. So, but they, you know, just like have smallest amount of, you know, like they say saffron in big amounts can make your like blood, you know, become jelly because you cannot really eat a lot of saffron
What?
spice. That's why it's salt and small, you know, just
Really?
like
Yeah.
So be careful on saffron, guys.
Yeah, there's
So, but
literally life on
you
the edge.
the spices, you know, just there are so many varieties of that.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's
This is
amazing.
in Petaluma, you said?
Yeah.
I didn't know that existed.
So for me, the
Forgotten.
spiciest thing was, you know, just like probably kimchi that I've ever tried. And when
Kimchi.
people would be explaining like how your hair would get set on fire, I was like, it's natural. Have you ever felt like your hairs setting on
No.
fire? No, try kimchi.
I have. Wow.
That's what, so when I went to South Korea, every restaurant gave you that much of it. They're all so different. Like some places are just like shitload of garlic
Yeah.
in this, and then
It's
others
really
would be like really
fermented.
spicy.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I was happy. But the whole time we're just walking around, like, Mel was like, you can taste the garlic for months.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, there's insanity spicy too.
Kimchi tasting like we have,
Ridiculous.
you know,
Yeah.
a wine tasting of Korea, so they have kimchi tasting
Yeah.
probably.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's funny, I could do that. I've caught myself sitting there eating like a bucket of it straight. So good.
So what do you guys recommend for good day trips or hikes around here that you guys have done?
I will be obvious. Tamales Bays.
Tamales Bay?
Yeah,
Yeah.
Tamales Bay. Yeah. Have you been there?
I have.
They changed it up
Is that just,
a
is
little
that
bit.
Mount Tam? Is that the same thing?
Kinda.
Yeah.
Well, it's
But
there, it's where
if
the
you
oyster
say
farms are at.
Tamales
Tamales
Bays.
Tamales Bay?
Tamales Bay, Tamales, you know, just like
You know where all the oyster farms and all that are now?
I thought that's they closed it, no?
They reopened it, but they don't have picnic tables anymore.
Oh,
So
that's
it's
a
just,
pity.
yeah. I think it was something about the license they couldn't get. So you can't technically grill and barbecue. So they just give it to you and you're on your picnic bench or
I
whatever.
went to Hog Island.
Yeah,
They
that's another
still,
one.
yeah, which was right up there.
Yeah.
Down the bay. That
Yeah,
was
they're
cool.
super nice. Yeah, I used to do that all the time. Just go up and shuck some oysters. Have a day out.
So do you have to pay per pound or
Yeah,
something
they just
after
sell
like
you like
eating?
a bag of oysters.
Oh.
Like, here you go. Get an oyster shucker.
Oh,
And all
right.
we would do, like, we would typically go out for like birthday parties, so sometimes we'd rent like a bus or something and go out
Yeah.
and just, yeah, bring other barbecue, picnic snacks and
Present,
stuff like that. And then just oysters.
know it's fresh and you can see it
Yeah.
being fresh and
Yeah.
delivered, yeah.
Yeah. That's fun. And you learn how to shuck it. You can bring like a little gloves or
Yeah,
cut
it's a whole
yourself
thing.
like I do.
You cut yourself?
All the time. Well, there's like a graph of like how much wine you consume and how reckless you
I'm sure there's a lot of that graph of many
Yeah.
things.
Yeah, but after a while, you know, just like if the graph goes up on the consumption
Yeah.
you can already switch to it. Like instead of breaking and opening, you will be talking like out, you know, just like that thing out of the shelf.
Just talking to
Just talking. Has it ever gotten to that point?
I don't, not that I know of. What do you like your end right now? In the South Bay, maybe.
I don't know. If you're active, I recommend like Mission Peak
Yeah.
if you haven't done that before. It's pretty intense. I
Yeah.
didn't realize that
I
and
didn't
I
either
didn't
when
bring
I did
water,
it.
I didn't bring enough
Me
water.
neither.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's pretty intense.
Even
No
that,
shade.
yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be a quick little hike. I remember
Yeah, it's not.
turned out to be a long time, but not that. Wow.
It's pretty tough. You have to like stop every now and then, catch your breath and keep going, but the view at the top is really worth it. So
How long was the hike?
What, 3 miles?
Something like that.
Yeah, but it's
Oh,
straight
so not that
up.
long, but it
Yeah,
was still intense,
you're
huh?
just still climbing up
The
to all
elevation
the top
is,
peaks, huh?
Wow.
yeah.
Yeah.
It's all at the foot of the mountain, I guess, is a sign that says, like, "Hey, this is a pretty strenuous hike.
Yeah.
Make sure that you know that and, you know, caution."
Wow.
And I was like, "Okay, that's not bad." And then I actually do it and I'm like, "This is pretty tough." And I don't know, I
Wow.
consider myself to be kind of active,
Yeah.
so.
Yeah.
But it's worth it. It's fun. Just don't go when there's where it's blazing hot sun like this weekend. Cuz this weekend was really hot. Well, you guys are in the city, so you
You
guys
went
know
this
that.
weekend?
No, I just, this weekend was really
Yeah.
hot and my apartment doesn't have AC, so it was
Ooh.
pretty miserable.
Yeah, I bet.
Tell me about it. San Francisco, I don't think San Francisco, except for like probably New York communities, they have ACs in their apartment
Yeah, but it's
halls.
totally different up there. I mean, it's
Yeah,
not like
yeah. You
I
have
bet.
like natural AC.
Yeah,
That's
It's
true.
fun.
It's never
Yeah.
That was a heat wave last year, though. I don't have,
Yeah.
I didn't have air conditioning either, but I never need it.
Yeah, you don't need
No.
it.
It's usually like 50 degrees in my house.
Yeah.
That's true.
I also don't really have heat sometimes. Kinda
Me neither.
it's like,
Yeah.
It's just always
Turn on all
in
the
my
stoves
bed.
and just hover around
Cold,
that.
yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't really mind it. I'd rather die than feel hot.
Yeah.
Also, you're from the East Coast and you're from Russia, so our cold and our hot are like,
Yeah.
you know,
It's very true.
still moderately
And you guys
California.
local, right?
Yeah,
In California, Los Angeles.
so you can't complain.
OC's pretty local, huh?
Yeah,
Yeah,
it is.
and it's interesting that like I lived here for about 10 years and I still, you know, find some places that I haven't heard about. Like recently I discovered a place, Filoli Gardens. Have you heard of it?
Oh, I have heard of some of that,
You've
yeah.
heard?
It's
It's
like around
beautiful.
the
Like Hurst Castle, right? You know Hurst Castle?
Oh, yeah. Central California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Filoli is located actually from 280. It's from San Francisco 20-30 minutes away, you know, just a beautiful, you know, apartment with like flowers and stuff. Have you ever been to Hurst Castle?
No.
Yeah.
I haven't either.
Yeah,
Oh,
California,
Hurst
I always
I've been
want
here
to.
my whole life and there's so much I haven't
Well,
seen,
that's
so.
one of those places because all this passive driving to LA or
Yeah.
Matt, and you're like, I just want to get there.
Yeah.
It's a long stop. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I mean, that happens, right? I have some European friends who've never been to like London or Paris because they can't at any time.
I've never
No.
been to St. Petersburg. To Moscow,
Really?
yes, but not St. Petersburg. I've always wanted to.
Okay.
I haven't even done Alcatraz. I see
Yeah,
it
see,
outside
there
my
we
window
go.
right now.
That's funny. Oh my
Yeah.
god. And you grew up here too.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I know. So I've not been to
Something.
anything.
DC, I would always do the touristy things when relatives came.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when you would do like museums or monuments. That was otherwise
Yeah.
just never did it.
Have you been to the White House?
I have. I
Before
have been
they
to the White House.
didn't allow you, now they don't allow anyone except me to write your senator,
They're
right?
still, I think they still allow you now. They'll
Hmm.
always allow people, but actually I'm not sure about how it is now. There are different kinds of tours and things of that nature. I worked on Capitol Hill for one
Cool.
summer, so I